for ICANN. I'm part of the global stakeholder engagement team at ICANN. Myself and Fahad work as stakeholder engagement team in the Middle East. This session is our regular update that we provide during ICANN meetings on work taken through our regional strategy, Middle East regional strategy. We're going to have the slides up on the screen in a minute, I hope. So the strategy, it's a journey that started almost 3 years, a little more than 2 years ago, when a group of community members came together. Maybe 20 plus community members came together to work on developing a engagement strategy for ICANN in the Middle East. And by Middle East, by the way, I mean Arab countries plus Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, and Turkey. These are the countries covered by this work. So the working group that started working on this a couple of years ago identified a set of strategic objectives and strategic areas for ICANN to work on in an aim to enhance ICANN engagement. And, you know, when we say engagement, we are cognizant that it's a two-way kind of, you know, path. So ICANN engage with a community working with stakeholders on the ground in the regions, countries, and also community members. They come to ICANN and participate in our work. So can we go to... Yeah, the next slide. So today, after 2 years of this evolution, we have a number of developments and activities that have been implemented by ICANN in cooperation with many community members from the Middle East as well as from outside. And we're going to talk about this in a little more detail. I'm going to give, you know, the sort of general overview, and then my colleagues on the panel will dive more into the details. So one of the outcomes of the strategy was the Task Force on Arabic Script IDNs. This is the task force. It's a technical group that has been working on what we call the label generation rules for IDNs. You know, those of you following the work of the IDNs and IDN variants know that there is a need for rules in order to start deploying and using variants at the DNS root root level. So we have a this is a task force of maybe 20 plus members from across the region, 33 members from across the region, and from outside, actually, because it includes experts in linguistics and in many other things. Our colleague Nabil Bin Ammar from Morocco is a member of this task force, and he's going to walk us through what has been done so far. The one thing I'm sure about is that the Arabic IDN group has been in the forefront of this work. And, you know, some of the work they have done, you know, they were first in implementing it and developing it. The more outcomes from the strategy work include two regional events that came out of the, or as a result of the strategy working group recommendations. One is the Middle East DNS Forum, and the other one is the Middle East and adjoining countries School on Internet Governance. These are two different events targeting two different set audience. DNS Forum obviously is a forum for those interested in DNS-related issues, business issues, technical issues, policy issues. It's a place for them to come together and discuss, you know, those issues and how to further develop and strengthen the domain name industry across the region. The School on Internet Governance, this is a concept that was introduced several years back by community members, by internet community members. It was introduced in Europe, in Latin America, in Africa. And what ICANN did in this regard simply is to support, the sort of evolution of such a concept in our region. There was a need for that in order to build capacities in internet governance issues. More on the outcomes, we have a project that we embarked on a year or so ago, the DNS Entrepreneurship Center. This is an initiative that we started off with Egypt's Telecom Regulatory Authority, NTRA, which also runs the IDN top-level domain of Masr. And the goal here is to support the strengthening the DNS or the domain name ecosystem in the region. It goes a little bit further than developing capacities or building capacities to looking at ways of supporting existing businesses like registrars or existing CCTLD registries, how to work with them closely on, helping them develop strategic plans or increase their number of patients and so forth. So this is one key project that we started last year. It's a three-year project. I'm going to talk about a little bit more. But let me also go to the next outcome. It's the DNS study, DNS market study. That was, again, one of the recommendations of this ICANN to develop a baseline study to identify challenges, opportunities in the area of domain names and DNS business in the region. So this was a project that we also started recently. And you can see more about, what we've achieved over the past year, or actually 2 years, in very, sort of specific way of trying to present a matrix of progress and success in a blog piece that was posted a couple of months ago, and it's available on the ICANN website. Regional meetings, as I said, we have the Middle East DNS Forum and the Middle East and adjoining countries school on IG. The good thing about these events is that once we started enrolling or launching those events, we got feedback from community members from some countries asking whether we could also support similar events at national level. So the Middle East DNS Forum started a couple of years ago. We had the second edition of this forum in Amman 6 months ago. We also got from working with the internet community in Turkey, we had this request of, trying to have something similar in Turkey. So we started we launched it. Turkey DNS Forum last year, and next month we're going to organize the second edition of this Turkey Forum in Istanbul. Same for the IG School. The community in Pakistan has been very active and very engaged with us in ICANN as well as global and general IG issues. And with efforts there by the academic community as well as the ISUC chapter in Islamabad, which is also an at-large structure, ICANN at-large structure, they launched Pakistan school or a national school in Pakistan on IG, and that was organized last month. Fahad was there, and together with our colleagues from ISOC, Internet Society, as well as APNIC. Next slide. So the DNS Center, as I said, the vision here is to have a repository for DNS knowledge and expertise in Africa and the Middle East. So it's not only for the Middle East, it's also for Africa, and reason being that developing DNS industry in Africa was also key goal for the African strategy. So we're working closely with our African engagement team as well as our African community in that regard. And As I said, the goal is to develop a robust and healthy domain name ecosystem across the region. It's I think we've covered that. It's a 3-year project, as I said. We just completed phase one of the project, which was the first year where we started with some sort of capacity building. Activities under different tracks, a business track, technical track, and we're looking into introducing a third track for DNS legal issues as well that are still in the work. And we started now on, we're, of course, you know, we're continuing on the capacity building effort. This is something that will take time because our goal there is not only to go and, you know, provide or run these workshops and then, go back, but to continue to work with, you know, community from CCTLDs, from registries and registrars on how we can take the outcomes of those workshops and, you know, move things forward. So right now we're working with our colleagues at the NTRA in Egypt. We're helping them with sort of, you know, developing a business plan for the center over the next couple of years. And they are also working on hiring a program manager for this project. The center will be incubated for the first couple of years at NTRA. And NTRA will contribute resources, financial as well as human resources, to help the center in its, sort of incubation phase. Ultimately, we expect the center to, continue as an independent entity. We're still looking at means of, you know, how to make it a sustainable sort of, you know, entity. This is, we're not there yet. This is something that is still being sort of looked at. But at least for now, we have, you know, the events going on. We're working with NTRA on a business plan. If you can go to the next slide. Over the past 6 months, we've run five different or maybe six different workshops in four countries. And again, when I say we, I'm not talking about ICANN. I'm talking about many community members and volunteers and experts. You can see the names on the screen from CCTLD registrars to global registrars, ICANN accredited registrars, technical entities, GTLDs, consultants and, you know, experts in the field. As I said, the workshops that, took place so far, they were in two different tracks. One is a business track that is looking into how to further develop the registry sort of business and operations. And the other track is a technical track where focus is more on DNS operations and security issues. Again, the good thing about training, especially technical people, is that we're doing also the, or we're trying to follow the train-the-trainer concept. So like we go to one of those activities, we train maybe 20, 25 people. Out of those 25 people, we can get at least five people who can continue to work with us as co-trainers in future activities. And we've actually done that in one of the trainings we had a couple of months ago. We had two trainees to participate as co-trainers in there, and we're continuing to work with those, you know, kind of potential trainers to sort of deploy them in our in different activities across the region. Next slide. So these are, you know, just some pictures from events that we've done in the past few months in Cairo, in Tunis, Dubai, and Doha. And actually, some of, you know, those who hosted those events are here with us here in Dublin, and we're very grateful to them. Also, our instructors and experts who help and have been helping us develop these programs. I'm glad to have Thomas Barrett from Incirca here with us today, and he's going to talk again into more detail on his work in this project. The study, this is a market study that aims to look into not only the domain name market or the domain name business in the region, but it also looks at the sort of wider internet ecosystem. As I said, when the strategy working group was working on, you know, developing recommendation of what is it that ICANN needs to do to help community and support community, there was a lot of discussion about you know, domain name market in the Middle East, how it looks like, whether we have data about the market, whether this data is sufficient, whether this data is factual, and what does this data mean? You know, whether it means that we need to do more in with registrars, or need to do more with policymakers, or need to do more maybe with those who work outside the DNS domain. Because again, talking about domain name business without considering the sort of wider ecosystem doesn't make a lot of sense. So we, again, as ICANN, we don't have the expertise in-house to conduct the study. So we had we issued an RFP a few months ago, and the winning sort of bid or bidder was a consortium led by URID, the .eu registry, together with some experts from the region. Go to the next slide, please. And URID started working on this project in June, so it was like 4 months ago. And only last week we received the draft study, and we posted it on the website, on the ICANN website, to receive comments and feedback. The study, as I said, looked at the wider ecosystem. It looked at things like websites and, you know, kind of websites that are being developed and hosted in the region, the use or usage of internet and the behavior of the internet users, the hosting business, more statistics about... Can you go to the next slide? On language and content, what languages are being used in the different countries in the region. The study actually covered 12 countries from the Middle East, and we were, you know, very careful in ensuring that a variety of countries is being, you know, covered, large countries, small countries, countries that are more advanced or less advanced in ICT and internet. Tomorrow, we're going to have a dedicated session on this study. URID are going to present more details on the study tomorrow at 16:15. So, of course, all of you are welcome to join this session. I think I'm going to stop here. Is that right? Yeah, and I'm going to turn it over to Thomas, who's going to talk to the work has been doing with us with relation to the domain name industry development. Tom. Thank
you very much. So as Bahir said earlier, this is a summary of the activities that have occurred in the past year. So I've been involved in the first one was developing that business workshop. That was a five-day workshop held in Cairo. And the attendees represented about a dozen countries from Northern Africa as well as the Middle East. The workshop, as a five-day workshop, was tried to cover everything. It covered ICANN policy, technology involved in running a DNS business, the operational aspects of running a DNS business aspects, the marketing aspects. So it's quite a bit to cover in 5 days. But some of the takeaways from that certainly was with dozen countries, they had very diverse environments, different competitive environments, challenges that they were facing in their national markets. That led us to the roadshow we'll talk about in a second. So here's was the overview of the business development workshop. As I mentioned, we first covered the business and policy of the DNS industry, what ICANN's role was, all that. We talked about business operations. I conducted that with Michaela Nalen from Black Solutions. The next workshop was actually conducted by EUR along with Emily Taylor, and they focused more on best practices for running a top-level domain registry. So they covered policies and procedures, how to handle your channel with registrars, marketing and communications, and their social responsibility of being a trustee of. Third workshop was much more technical. in nature, so these are the technical track. This was a curriculum developed by NSRC, I believe. And so their topics included the DNS engineering basics, how the plumbing of the Internet works from root servers, authority servers, et cetera, how resolvers work, forward and reverse DNS, debugging, and so forth. So fairly technical track there. And then finally, there's a track on DNS operations and DNSSEC as well, which, again, was by NSRC, I believe. So as I mentioned before, we did this five-day business track in Cairo. We were asked to take that on the road to visit particular countries. And we really redesigned the course from a five-day one-size-fits-all to a two-day marketing workshop. And our challenge is that we realized that because every country, every national market has its own challenges, we didn't want to have a generic type of workshop that was naive to what their national challenges might be. And we wanted to make sure that the workshop could be tailored to be very specific, competitive, and operational challenges they might have. So we took this approach of something called a SWOT workshop, which I'll describe in a second. And that allowed us to, because we had everyone who addressed the same national market, we actually examined their market with some specificity and help them understand what they could do in terms of strategies in their language. So we conducted this actually just last week. We're in Tunisia and then for the first two workshops. And I conducted this with Stefan Van Gelder, Starting Dot Registry. So they asked me to give you a quick overview of what the workshop consisted of. So SWOT actually stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Those first two are internal to the organization. The last two are external. So our reference point here is a CCTLD registry. That's the organization we're looking at. Most of these either work for the registry or were resellers of the registry. They went through this brainstorming exercise, looking at their internal strengths and weaknesses, and then examining how this would apply to external opportunities and threats. So as I said, the SWOT basically has them go through. They get into breakout groups, and they have flip charts on the wall, and they examine, based from their perspective, what the opportunities and threats are facing their CCTL market or domain name market, and what their strengths and weaknesses are regarding that. That's just day one. That if you walk away from that, it actually sparks a lot of conversation, which we had in both workshops. But where it really becomes useful when we turn this around. So POSE is actually just SWOT spelled backwards. But the idea of reversing that is it forces you to focus on the threats and opportunities that the registry is facing in their local market and compare those opportunities with what strengths and weaknesses they have. They actually go through each one of their strengths for their organization, say, for the first one. How do we take advantage of opportunity one? Is there a way we can leverage that? Then that same first strength, we look at opportunity two, and how can we take advantage of that? And again, with brainstorming groups, they came up with several dozen strategies how to optimize their strength to the right opportunities and how to minimize what weakness they might have so that their potential threats are not analyzed as well. And so that's a great input into their annual strategy planning for the registry. It's actually what the overall matrix looks like. So at the top, you see the external opportunities and external threats. We had them, though they may have identified a dozen opportunities, we did have them go through a prioritization exercise. So they identified the top four, one of these categories. And then they came up with corresponding strategies. Again, where they could use their strengths to maximize their opportunities, they could use their strengths to minimize their threats, they could look at their weaknesses and figure out how to minimize that by taking advantage of opportunities. Finally, strategies that minimize the weaknesses and avoid them. So this is the benefit of this type of approach is that it's not a one size fits all. The content of the workshop really is generated by the attendees, so it's very specific to their local market, the threats and opportunities they see in their local market helps them go forward with a strategic plan that's very specific to their particular environment.
Thank you, Bahir. So I would like to present on behalf of the task force members our task force, which is related to Arabic script IDNs and its work, that the work that have been done during this year. So the creation of the task force is under the Middle East Strategy Working Group in ICANN to study and the work, the problematic and the issue of the IDNs, especially for the Arabic scripts. As you know, it doesn't deal only with Arabic language, but with the Arabic script. This is a script used by different language in the region. So the objective is to generate. At our first main objective is to generate label generation rule set for the root zone, which has been done for the moment, and we have received many comments. And the deadline for this comment is over. And now we will update our proposal based on this, the comments received from the community and from the integration panel. So, and maybe in the upcoming ICANN meeting, we will celebrate our LGR proposal as the first one to have been done under the IDN program in ICANN. So the next step, which we have already arranged, is to tackle the second level LGR, the Arabic script, and we will try to focus on some rules that will be more flexible than those that we have done for the top level domains. Also, we will tackle the Arabic script international registration data, universal ability of Arabic script IDNs. So, for example, we can try to see how one can use email address with Arabic script. We will try to raise up the technical challenges around the registration of Arabic, operational software for registry and registrars, DNS security matters related to Arabic script IDNs, which will be something new for us, and the technical providing some technical training material around Arabic script for the community. So our task force is formed by currently 33 members from different regions, and applications still believed. We have members from 18 countries, Algeria, Australia, back to Germany and Saudi Arabia, Morocco, Jordan, etc. And these members are from different terms, specialties and disciplines, languages. We are talking about, and we are studying nine languages that are using the Arabic, like Arabic, Malay, Saraiki, Sindhi, Pashto, Persian, Punjabi, Urdu, etc. And when we don't have enough expertise in some special script, we seek help from different experts around the world. Case when we were studying and discussing and debating the different writings and styles in for the Quran, for example. And also, I would like to mention that our members are coming from diverse disciplines, from academia, from background, and linguistic experts, registrar, national and regional policy bodies, and also from linguistics from universities. So now, as you can see, there are many Arabic script top-level domains signed and delegated, like .Tunis, .Maghrib, .Masr, .Falestine, .Pakistan, with this label character as V, with .Iran, .Imarat, without Hamza, for example. This is the main issues that we have been facing during this our work, and we received many feedback from the community and from the IP. For example, now we still have some comments from the IP. The last one is that two characters out of 128 included in the repertoire are missing sufficient usage evidence. So our updated document will try to this issue and to try to find sufficient usage evidence, some characters that we can use. Our method of work is just we have open call for each work item within the task force. We have volunteers that develop the work item. The work item is posed for discussion. We have many conference call or weekly conference calls that we can you can find in the wiki. The work item finalizes generally. Discussion within the task force archived at public list. So every record, every document used, recording, you can find it in the wiki and you can go back to the first one. All teleconferences ordered and posted. Our next step is to toward the Arabic script LGR for the second level, already started because we have finalized the proposal for the level. A subgroup have been formed to prepare a journal paper about LGR work. The paper is now in step to be submitted to a journal. And the third step will be the universal. The group decided to join the work of ICANN regarding the universal acceptance.
Okay, thank you, Nabil. Mad, I think you also have an update on what's coming next.
Okay, thank you, Bahar, and good afternoon, everybody. So I'll just be talking quickly about our future work within the strategy. So as my colleague Nabil mentioned, the task force on Arabic script IDNs will be tackling two main issues. One is LGR at the second level, and the other one is universal acceptance of Arabic script IDNs. I can tell you for a fact that working with the group not very closely, we actually do lack these in some languages, such as Farsi, some African languages that use the Arabic script. So if you think you have the expertise in any of these languages or you think that there is somebody who can actually conduct the work of this task force, please reach out to us and I'll be sharing with you our email ID shortly so that you can get in touch with us or you can us because we really need more volunteers. We will continue to organize regional events, whether it's the Middle East DNS Forum or the Middle East and adjoining countries on internet governance. We usually have the Middle East DNS Forum during the first quarter of every year, and the Middle East and adjoining countries School on Internet Governance happens during the second quarter. If you think you are interested in hosting one of our future events, again, please talk to us after the session. Please write to us by email, and we'll be happy to take this forward. We will be continuing to do more outreach activities to wider internet communities in the DNS industry and outside. I mean, we tend to attend quite a good number of events within the Middle East region. We get invited to speak at many of these events. And, of course, we always look for new events where we can actually, new stakeholders to educate them more on ICANN and what to do. Gain more regional visibility through more media coverage and attendance of relevant fora. Just last July, we were blessed with addition from our communications team, my colleague Luna Madi, who joined us to cover provide communications support for the EMEA region. Yeah, and she actually works very closely with us, or we actually work closely with her for media issues. And usually we do these media roundtables. The media more interested in what ICANN does. As my colleague Bahar mentioned, we are seeking partners to join forces with us on the DNS Entrepreneurship Center. So if you think you're working for a CCTLD or a TLD registrar or reseller and you'd be interested in one of the workshops which Tom Barrett explained earlier, again, please feel free to talk to us and we'll be happy to take our email ID. It's meswg@icann.org. And the two people who sit behind that email is Bahar and myself. Write to us. We'll be happy to talk to you and see how we can work towards... making the strategy as inclusive as possible for the entire region. Thank you.
Thank you, Fahd. Okay, I think we have 15 minutes.
Yes.
Till 3:15.
Less than 15.
So I think this is a good time to break for Q&A and some comments from the floor. Naveed.
Yeah, this is Naveed from Pakistan. I just was wondering if you plan to have some kind of quantitative measurement of how successful the strategy is. I mean, we see the points, but not a quantitative analysis of how good it is. And I also don't find, if you and whether this strategy will be reviewed and how long you will continue it for trying to review it, or it's a continuous process and you're open to review it at any point in time. Because I see that it was planned for 3 years and then the implementation phase, but do we have a review process of that?
Thank you, Naveed. On the first question about assessing progress and matrix, indeed, there are, if you look at the strategy document itself or maybe the implementation plan, there were a number of matrices identified by community members, specific figures on whether number of domain names registered, number of registrars, business resellers. It was a sort of comprehensive list. And what we have been doing over the past 2 years is that by the end of each year, so we've done that twice so far, issue or sort of, provide something like update or summary report on progress, highlighting, some of these metrics and what have been done in these areas. And we're going to do this again this year. This is, as you said, and this maybe leads to the second question on what's next after the 3 years. So the third year of the implementation ends by end of this fiscal year, ICANN's fiscal year, which is end of June 2016. And the question we're going to put out to the community members, we plan to do this for Marrakesh and then have a face-to-face discussion with the community at Marrakesh on exactly the same question. What are we going to do next? Are we going to renew the mandate of the working group and continue to work for another version of the plan for the next 3 years? Are we going to discontinue this working group and have another kind of, process? So this question, is going to be discussed with you. Accordingly, we're going to move forward to the next phase.
Just wanted to add that we actually have a wiki space for the strategy, and you can find all the docs related to the strategy over there. And in fact, you will find two documents that actually review the implementation plans for the first year and for the second year. And also, going back to the blog post which Baher shared at the beginning of the intervention, you can actually see some numbers on there as well. Again, if you want this link, you can just write to us or talk to us and share it with you by email.
My name is Mehrzad Azghandi from Iran. regarding Arabic scripts and IDNs, I wanted there are some universal acceptance in technical issues regarding IDNs, but the target market of IDNs, as I guess, it is uneducated and older people who are not didn't have the chance to benefit from internet. The leverage of this plan, IDN plan, it depends on the strategic advertising among these kind of people, and it seems some operation between registrars and registries to advertise and increasing awareness among the peoples may help this market. And is there any planning, ICANN has any planning to sit these registrars and registries together in a cooperation?
So there is this steering group called the Universal Acceptance Steering Group of top-level domains in general, and I think they're working on three different tracks, and one of them is actually education and capacity building. So people are aware that there are these TLDs, whether they are new GTLDs as ASCII or even as IDNs. And I'd actually like to give the mic to my colleague Sarmat Hussain, who's the Senior Program Manager for IDNs, who can maybe shed more light on your question. Sarmat, please.
Hi. So as far as, I guess, more education is concerned, we have some We're constantly producing material from the IDN program. Tries to explain two kinds of materials. One which kind of reaches out to general community, tries to explain what IDNs are and what the relevance of IDNs is in the context of general use of. And then there is a separate kind of material which is more targeted to the linguistic and technical community, which focuses on more details on what IDN programs currently undertaking at ICANN, how they can participate in the process and how, you know, what exactly. And if you're interested in finding out more about it, you can go to the IDN program website, which is access just ICANN.org/IDN. Please feel free to get hold of me.
I'm Mark from Microsoft, and I'm on the Universal Acceptance Steering Group. And I just wanted to let everyone know that there is a report out from the steering group immediately following this meeting downstairs in Livier.
Okay, one last question. Any more questions? Zakir.
This is Zakir. I'm a returning fellow, ICANN fellow from Pakistan. My question is from Nabil. As you mentioned on one of your slides that you've been working on, you know, developing software for like IDN support for registries and registrars. So is it that you have an internal team working as part of the task force on developing this software, or you've been working with like industry vendors or something? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. So in fact, we are diverse. We have diverse disciplines and diverse background in our team, and we use the XML file for any implementation of IDNs, and the software has not been developed from our team, but we are working with others from different parts, and we don't have at my own view, we don't have the final software used for IDNs. But maybe Sarmat can give more feedback about software.
So there's actually a IDN program update session on Wednesday. I'd encourage all of you to who are interested to find more information on it. It's in the morning. But just to briefly address the current question, basically the generation panels or community script, like the Arabic script panel, are producing linguistic data, which is eventually represented in a machine format. Currently, that format is also being at IETF to convert that into a standard track RFC. And based on that format, we are also developing tools with toolset. Beta versions are available. If you need to use it, please contact us. There is going to be a presentation on it on Wednesday. So, please. And this tool set is going to be eventually released with open source license or open license for registries. And so it will eventually be available once it's developed for the community to use. Thank you.
So there are tools, but not yet a software. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nabil. Thank you, Sarmat. Any other questions? Yeah, sure. So thank you again for coming. Thank you for joining us today. A quick reminder, Rafa, please, go ahead.
Rafa Tani for the record, sorry. Call of an update, so I rushed out really quickly there, so I'm not sure if it the DNS forum and the arrangements around that. I know we kind of dropped offline for a little bit. We all got so busy with it. In terms of organizing dates and times and the schedule as the ICANN staff or from the community regarding this.
You're talking about the next DNS forum, right?
That's correct.
So, yeah, I mean, there have been some discussions both internally as well as, you know, I know Fahad is working the program committee, and there have been some discussions there as well. So one thing we're looking at right now, but there's no decision yet about it, is so the next ICANN meeting is in Marrakesh. And the AFRICA community is considering having the Africa DNS Forum held in Marrakesh. This idea just came about recently. And now they, you know, approached us to see whether, you know, having a joint kind of Africa Middle East Forum is something that, you know, can work. So we're looking into this as we speak. We're trying to assess, you know, pros and cons and you know, we'll definitely share with you updates as soon as more sort of, you know, feedback and also information about ability of doing that. So this is the thank you. Thank you, everyone. A quick reminder, those who are interested in the domain name study, please come to the session tomorrow at 4:15 p.m. Thank you and have a good day. And it's here.